Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park as we get set for Game 5 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Stockton Ports. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to 790 ESPN Radio Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. I'm glad you could join us for Saturday Night Baseball between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and Oakland Athletics. It's your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Stockton Ports. Your Fresno Grizzlies coming with a record of 61-56. They are 23-29 in the second half. The Stockton Ports come in with a record of 43-73. They are 17-35 in the second half. And over the first four games of this series, the teams have split the four games, with Stockton winning by a final score of 8-4 last night. Your Fresno Grizzlies tried assembling a comeback late, and they could not find a way as they allowed 8 runs after taking an early 2-0 lead. They scored 2 more in the ninth, but it was not enough as the Ports held on. The Grizzlies now 80-32 all time against their California League North Division foe, a 19-9 record this season. Fresno now sits 7 games back of the San Jose Giants in the California League North Division second half standings with 14 games left in the regular season. The Grizzlies, an early lead where they have continued to be dominant in the first inning. 3 straight games they have loaded the bases in the first inning. Didn't score 2 nights ago. They had 2 runs 2 nights ago and then 2 in last night's contest. Fresno had an RBI from Blake Wright, his 4th since joining Fresno, and then the newcomer as well in Kelvin Hidalgo, he had an RBI single. But after that, Fresno ran into some trouble. Mario Gomez, Super Mario, hit 2 home runs as the Ports, they had a great showing at that point, led 8-2. The Grizzlies, despite loading the bases again in the 9th inning, they could not find a way, and they fell by a final score of 8-4. Braylon Wimmer, the late RBI single. The Grizzlies last night had loaded bases 3 separate times, but went 2-for-11 with runners in scoring position. Brian Mena had a tough start, allowing a career-high 10 hits on a season-high 7 runs over 4 2/3 innings. The Grizzlies' bullpen, though, was fantastic. Right-hander Austin Becker specifically struck out 3 over 2 clean innings. The only batter that reached against him was on a fielding error. So Grizzlies looking to get back on track tonight as they give the ball to right-hander Brian Perez, a 4-7 record, a 4.36 ERA. Brian Perez, he's looking for his first win in the month of August. Despite having a couple good starts, he hasn't had a lot of run support. On the other side, Stockton Ports give the ball to right-hander Chu Chen Shaw, a 2-4 record, a 5.83 ERA. And Shaw, the last time he faced Fresno, was lit up, allowed 10 runs against the Grizzlies at Banner Island Ballpark. So both pitchers looking to get back on the right momentum as both teams trying to push their way to the end of this season. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with one of the Grizzlies' newcomers, the Rockies' 19th round draft pick in 2024, Nathan Blasic, who joined us on the pregame show. We talked a little bit about his upbringing, his favorite teams growing up. We also talked about his time at West Virginia and New Orleans, where he was not only a position player, but then became a pitcher. He talked about that a little bit. And, of course, the emotions after being drafted, something that the 19th rounder was very excited to be a part of. We come back after the break, we'll have that interview with him. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with Grizzlies writing pitcher Nathan Blastic. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you now joining Fresno. First, tell the fans where you're from and where your love for baseball started.
So I'm from a small town in Pennsylvania. It's called Halifax, Pennsylvania. Lived there my whole life and grew up and went to West Virginia, played there for 2 years, and then transferred, went to New Orleans and played there for another 2 years.
So where's your love for baseball start? Did you have a family member that got you into it? Because, you know, baseball, everyone has their own love.
I love the competition. When I was 10 years old, I got introduced to travel ball, and seeing players better than me for the first time and seeing more competition made the love for my game grow.
Amazing. Now, of course, being from Pennsylvania, that means you're either a Pirates fan, a Phillies fan, a Yankees fan. Who's your favorite team, and do you have a favorite player as well?
I don't have a favorite team. I grew up going to a lot of Orioles games, a lot of Nationals games, and then was able to go to a bunch of Phillies and Pirates games too. So kind of a fan of that area, and I'll follow and watch those teams, but never really had a favorite team.
Amazing. Well, you know, it's always crazy to see the history because you were a position player to start with. Now, of course, in high school, you were not only a two-sport athlete, but you were a two-way player playing baseball as well too. So talk about your time in high school and where all of a sudden it changed for terms of changing positions.
So I always loved to hit, was a position player first, and pitched mainly because I went to a small school and had to, but did pretty well, but never really focused on it and thought I was going to be better at hitting. And then my junior year was really struggling at the plate and wasn't playing much, and had a conversation with my pitching coach and told him I used to throw and have a pretty strong arm, and he took me under his wing and developed me and like helped turn me into the pitcher I am today.
Which is crazy because you watch the fluidity of your arm and the ability to get the form across. It's outstanding to watch too. So when did you start realizing that maybe I have a chance to go pro as a pitcher?
So the first inner squad, I was still planning on hitting, still just trying to see what I was going to do with pitching. In the first inner squad out in the fall, I was 92 to 95 with a lot of sink. And that's when everyone kind of realized I had a shot to do this and decided then to fully focus on pitching.
Which is amazing. Now, I guess you could say that maybe if you ever needed a hit that you could go in and get in that bat. So if you did get asked to get hit again, could you go in and get a hit?
Oh, for sure. I would love to get a hit. If I get a good heater to hit, I'll square it up.
Absolutely. I had a chance to watch a couple of your videos, and the power is unbelievable. But the power on the arm has been fantastic, and the Rockies gave you an opportunity after your time in New Orleans. So talk about the emotions you felt after being drafted by the Rockies.
Oh, it was awesome. I thought I would get an opportunity somewhere, but wasn't sure. And then during draft day, wasn't hearing anything for a long time and starting to wonder if I was going to get my name called. And then the whole process of hearing nothing to being drafted took about 45 seconds.
Wow.
So that completely changed my day around and
yeah,
kind of the trajectory of my career.
Of course. And what did your family think about that too? Because all of a sudden now it's a change of going from, you know, playing from a position player to a pitcher. And now you have a chance to go enjoy yourself into a new system and a chance to play in the big leagues.
Oh, they were super happy for me. They've always been very supportive with everything I do. And when I decided pitching was what I wanted to try and what I wanted to do, they were completely on board with that, and they've always done whatever they could to help me, so they were very, very happy for me.
And now you're here in Fresno, and it's been kind of weird because you kind of joined us a little bit later than expected. So talk about how that process went about.
So I mean going to Arizona, I thought it was nice to get a little bit of time off because I threw a lot in the regular season and pitched in summer ball this year.
Yeah.
So being able to have about a month of giving my arm a little break feels a lot better right now, and was able to have a good few outings in Arizona and was fortunate enough to get the call here.
Amazing. And so far it's looked really good. And just last night, a nice little clean outing. So talk about what's been going right for you so far.
My fastball. That's always been my bread and butter, and I feel like I can throw that to any hitter in any count and can challenge hitters, which is what I like to do on the mound.
Absolutely. Now, of course, the Rockies fans and the Grizzlies fans are still getting to know you, so tell them what to expect from you in the future.
Hopefully, with the system, I'll be able to develop as a pitcher more and be able to build off of the success I've had this year. And I'm kind of excited to see what I can do, because right now I'm still not really sure what I'm able to do on the mound. So being able to reach my full potential and see what I can do is really what I'm looking for.
Well, I can't wait to see what the future holds for you. Thanks for taking time to interview.
Thank you very much.
And we thank Grizzlies right-hand pitcher Nathan Blasick for joining us on the pregame show. Hello and welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park as we get set for first pitch between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Stockton Ports. With that being said, let's give you tonight's starting lineups. First, we'll start with the visiting Stockton Ports, the single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. The Ports are 43-73 overall. They're 17-35 in the second half. The Stockton Ports are led by manager Javier Godard, and here's his starting lineup. Leading off and playing shortstop, number 3, Joshua Corota Grauer. Batting second, the left fielder, number 38, Cameron Leary. Batting third at third base, number 34, Tommy Tanks White. Batting fourth, the center fielder, number 8, Rodney Green. Batting fifth, the DH, number 5, Davis Diaz. Batting sixth, the catcher, number 7, Mario Gomez. Batting 7 is the second baseman, number 11, Derek Salome. Joseph Rodriguez, the right fielder, he bats 8th. And batting 9th, the first baseman, number 25, Darlin Montero. And on the bump tonight for the Stockton Ports is the right-hander, number 37, Shu-Chen Shaw. A 2-4 record of 5.83 ERA. So once again for your Grizzlies, or once again for the Ports, it'll be Corota Grauer, Leary White, Green, Diaz, Gomez, Salome, Rodriguez, Montero, and Shaw on the bump. And now it's time for the starting lineup for your Fresno Grizzlies, the proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Your Grizzlies are 61-56 overall. They are 23-29 in the second half. Your Fresno Grizzlies, again, as you said, proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, led by manager Steve Solis. And here's his Toyota starting lineup. Leading off at first base, number 20, Aiden Longwell. Batting second, the center fielder, number 24, Caleb Hobson. Braylon Wimmer, the third baseman, he will bat third. Batting fourth at DH, number 10, Blake Wright. Kelvin Hidalgo, the shortstop, he will hit fifth, followed by right fielder Felix Tena. Batting 7th, Tevin Tucker, he's at 2nd base. Darius Perry, the catcher, he hits 8th. And Jason Hinchman, the left fielder, bats 9th. And on the bump tonight for your Fresno Grizzlies, the right-hander number 36, Brian Perez. A 4-7 record of 4.36 ERA. So once again for your Grizzlies, their Toyota starting lineup looks like this. Longwell, Hobson, Wimmer. Wright, Hidalgo, Tena. Tucker, Perry, Hinchman, and Brian Perez on the bump. Let's head down to the field now as the Grizzlies take the field. We will have the national anthem and first pitch. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we ask that you please rise and remove your caps for the singing of our national anthem. Performing the anthem tonight, please welcome Sarah Sayre. Thank you.
tonight's national anthem here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park as we get set for Saturday Night Baseball. Glad you could join us for Game 5 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Stockton Ports. Your Fresno Grizzlies tonight give the ball to Brian Perez as Fresno looks to get back on track. They have split the first four games of this six-game series against the Stockton Ports. The Grizzlies, they're trying to find a way to get to the postseason, but they must pretty much win out as the Grizzlies trail by seven games in the California League North Division standings behind the San Jose Giants, who currently lead the Modesto Nuts at John Thurman Field. Brian Perez, though, gets the ball, a 4-7 record, a 4.36 ERA. The right-hander finishing up his warm-up pitches, and we actually circled the calendar. Not only is it an outstanding night for weather for baseball, but tonight as well as Bounce House Bonanza Night, presented by Bounce House Bonanzas. Tons of bounce houses around the ballpark, and a lot of people taking in the festivities. Tonight as well, a shoe charm giveaway for the first 1,500 kids, 12 and under. Well, guess what? Tonight, I guess I am 12. These giveaways are outstanding, and the shoe charm giveaways, a lot of these fans enjoying tonight as we get set for baseball here at Chuck Chancy Park. Brian Perez finishing up his warm-up pitches. We're on 790 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and let's have some fun here in downtown Fresno. Joshua Carota Grauer will lead things off. The shortstop has had an outstanding series against Fresno, batting over 300. A couple RBI last night. He's had a great defensive series as well. As Brian Perez, out of the full windup ready to go. And here comes tonight's first pitch. And it is up in the zone, and we are underway here at 6:53 p.m. One ball, no strikes. Brian Perez will wind and deal again. Here comes the pitch, and that's a chopper foul. Count at one ball and one strike. Again, first pitch at 6:53 p.m. It is 81 degrees. We do have some winds as well. Clear skies as compared to the overcast yesterday. Has a good breaking ball in there. Count at one and two. So one ball, two strikes. We also have 11 mile per hour winds out to right field. As Perez winds and deals, the 1-2. And a check swing, and it is not a check swing for a strikeout. Instead, ball two. Two balls and two strikes now as Perez, good pitch on the outside part of the plate. Perez now ready to go once again. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch to Carota Grauer is lined down the right field line, but foul, and he just spoils the offering. 88 miles per hour. Look like a changeup there from Perez, who sports three pitches, a fastball, slider, and changeup. Perez, that fastball, though, is his bread and butter. Two balls, two strikes to Carota Grauer again, and it's fouled off into the netting. We'll do it once more. Tonight's home plate umpire, Blake Bison, over on the bases, Reginald Webb. The Grizzlies enjoying these two umpires this week here at Chuck Chancy Park for the first season. First time this season, as here comes the 2-2 from Perez, and a ground ball foul once again. Fresno tonight wearing their beige unis. They have Fresno written across the front in red. Red numbers on the back as well. White cap, red bill, that Grizzly Bear logo on the front of the cap. The Grizzlies have sported a couple different jerseys this week. Last night wearing those Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond jerseys. Two balls, two strikes. Eighth pitch coming from Perez. And it's in the dirt, count full 3-2. Stockton wearing the blue jersey. Stockton written across the front. They have the gray/white numbers. Blue cap, blue bill. The Asparagus logo won their alternate jerseys tonight. Three balls, two strikes, ninth pitch coming right here, and it is line foul, and we'll do it again, and now double digits for Carota Grauer versus Brian Perez. The Grizzlies trying to find a way to pick up a win tonight, Saturday Night Baseball here at Chuck Chancy Park, and now we have a pitch clock violation on Carota Grauer, and he is out. The home plate umpire, Blake Bison, calling the pitch clock violation, and now some argument. Crota Grauer is confused. He was not in the box and was present towards Brian Perez, and he is called out on strikes. So that is a pitch clock violation strikeout for Brian Perez to start tonight's contest. And what was a 10-pitch at-bat ends a little bit, not dramatically, I would say, as here comes the pitch. And it's high, count of 1-0 to Cameron Leary. So anticlimactic to start the night. And now Cameron Leary, the left fielder. As here comes the pitch from Perez. And that is just low. 2 balls and no strikes. Brian Perez, a 4-7 record, a 4.36 ERA. The right-hander ready to go. 2 balls, no strikes. And it's fouled off. Count at 2-1. Brian Perez making his 20th start of the season. He was only skipped once this year on his starts. But the right-hander has now become one of the Grizzlies' top pitchers in their rotation. Perez ready to go, the 2-1. And it's line foul, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perez just 20 years old. So they've been a little bit cautious with the right-hander. 6'2", 167 pounds. Born in Bajos de Haina, Dominican Republic. A free agent signee in 2021 by the Rockies. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The pitch from Perez. It is just low and the count full. Once again, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brian Perez was one of the top pitching international signings in 2021. And he is the nephew of former World Series champion Edison Volquez. As there's another foul ball. Count remains at 3-2. The nephew of former MLB All-Star, World Series champion, no-hitter recipient, Edison Volquez. You can tell the right-hander the similarities in terms of their stuff, as that is outside and a one-out walk to Cameron Leary. Brian Perez has had an outstanding fastball we've mentioned, can reach the mid-90s. That one at 93 that missed outside. As here comes a mound visit with Darius Perry and Brian Perez. Tommy White to the plate. Brian Perez making his fourth appearance, fourth start against Stockton. A 2-0 record, a 3.38 ERA. But the right-hander last week against Modesto allowed a season high and a career high, 11 hits. Unlike Brian Perez, but the right-hander for the majority of this season has been able to limit the damage. Prior to those runs allowed back on August 7th in Rancho Cucamonga, there was a stretch where he had 5 straight games of allowing 2 earned runs or less. As that pitch misses, 1 ball and no strikes. Grizzlies ports just underway here at Chuck Chansey Park, no score. Runner at first with 1 out. Perez comes set the pitch, and that is inside. 2 balls and no strikes. Home plate umpire Blake Bison behind the plate, and Reginald Webb on the bases. Beige Unis versus Blue Jerseys tonight here at Chuck Chansey Park. A beautiful Saturday night. The pitch, and that is a swing and a miss. Count at 2-1, an elevated fastball at 91, and Tommy Tanks White just missed it. Still looking for his first professional home run. White, outstanding power in college, most recently at LSU. The 2-1 is a called strike. Good fastball again, and it's 2-2. Tommy White, a second-round draft pick, hometown of St. Petersburg, Florida. 6'1", 228 pounds. About 30 of those pounds are in his beard. A big, full-grown beard for White, as that is just outside. And the count now full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. So the first 3 batters of this game, all full counts. So now 3 balls, 2 strikes. Leary leads over at first, and White calls timeout. We'll do it again at 3-2. So 3 balls, 2 strikes once again. Perez comes set. The pitch, there goes Leary, and that is to the backstop, ball 4. So it doesn't matter for Leary, he would have had the base swiped, but White does not chase, and back-to-back walks for Perez, as here comes Rodney Green. Ronnie Green, another 2024 draft pick, as he's now looking to drive in a couple runs with one out here in the top of the first. But for Brian Perez, he's already up to 22 pitches, only 11 strikes. Another lefty-righty matchup, Ronnie Green, an outstanding defender, but the bat last night was great. Three hits, including a double and a run, as he lines one out to right field. Felix Tena is there. He makes the catch. Leary advancing to third. And Tena did not have to move much for the second out. So now runners at the corners here with two away for DH Davis Diaz. And so Brian Perez trying to find a way to get out of this inning without any damage. We saw that the other night where Stockton, they battled, especially against right-hander McCade Brown, tomorrow's Grizzlies starter. Kept spoiling pitches and then working counts where Brown, he threw 45 pitches in two innings. So now first and third with two outs, Davis Diaz at the plate. Perez comes set. Here comes the pitch. And it's high, one ball and no strikes. Brian Perez trying to find a way to get out of this jam. Two walks for Perez. The right-hander has had some control issues this year. Again, just 20 years old. As the pitch is in there for a strike. And a count at 1-1. Brian Perez in his last five outings has gone 5-plus innings. In four of those five outings, he went 6 innings. And for Brian Perez, that is just one inning shy of a career high. As there is a good breaking ball count at 1-2. Oh, that ball danced into the zone. Good slider from Perez. So 1-2. Runners at the corners here with two outs. Perez looks in. Comes set. Here comes the 1-2. And it is a foul tip. No, they said it was missed. And now Perry's going to have to throw it to first. And it's in time. And the run does not score because Perry finishes the put out. And so just like that, Brian Perez allows 0 runs. We head to the bottom of the first right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Jency Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can...
Bottom of the first inning here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. The Grizzlies and the Ports 0-0 as Aiden Longwell will lead things off against the right-hander Shu Chen Shaw. Here comes the first pitch from Shaw. It is in there for a strike and the count at 0-1. Shaw, 2-4 record of 5.83 ERA, has faced the Grizzlies a few times this year. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And Longwell swing and a miss count at 0-2. Shaw, 20 years old, 6'2", 165 pounds. Born in Taipei, Taiwan. And the right-hander with Stockton making his 23rd appearance, 11th start of 2024. As here comes the pitch to Longwell, and he grounds it foul. Count remains at 0-2. Shaw last year spent time between Stockton and the ACL Athletics, made 7 starts with the Ports. But the right-hander now up to almost 80 innings this year. As here comes the 0-2 from the righty, and it's another foul ball in the check swing from Longwell. Count remains at 0-2. Last time the Grizzlies saw Shaw, the Grizzlies were able to get to the right-hander in one of his worst outings of his minor league career. That was back on July 26th at Banner Island Ballpark. The 0-2 to Aiden Longwell. The pitch from Shaw. And a line drive and a base hit into right field just over the second baseman. Salomes' head. And Longwell for the second straight night has a leadoff hit as he brings that ball to right field and brings up center fielder Caleb Hobson. But on July 26th, Shaw the loss. 4 innings, 12 hits, 10 runs, all earned. No walks, 5 Ks. The Grizzlies won 16-2 in that game. One of their best offensive performances of 2024. As the pitch from Shaw on his way is swung on. A miscount at 0-1. And of course, the Grizzlies, what they've been able to do in the first inning the past couple of nights, could bode well with Shaw on the mound. The Grizzlies have loaded the bases in the first inning in 3 straight games. As the pitch is a fly ball foul and the count at 0-2. Last night and the night prior to that, Fresno scored 2 runs in the frame. The time before, they did not score. So the count and no balls in 2 strikes. Caleb Hobson at the plate hit his 4th homer of the season just the other night. Hobson, known for being a line drive hitter and the stolen bases, currently ranked 5th all-time in Grizzlies single-season stolen bases with 37. Right now, just trying to advance Longwell, who leads from first. The 0-2 on its way to Caleb Hobson. The pitch from Shaw is outside, 1-2. Tried to go to the slider that was way outside. Caleb Hobson, prior to tonight's game, just enjoying himself a little bit. Hobson's played almost every game this season for Fresno. As here comes the pitch, that's high. 2 balls and 2 strikes. And he was talking about how college football has officially started and his alma mater, UT Martin, will play Kansas State. That is their first game of the season. Let's count it. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The pitch is a little blooper in a right field, but it's playable for Rodriguez. And there's the first out. So Hobson retired. Longwell retreats back to first. As here comes third baseman Braylon Wimmer. Braylon Wimmer, a pair of RBI in the 9th inning last night, a single. He's now up to 60 RBI this season. That currently leads this squad right now. Was second behind Andy Perez before his promotion. A .280 batting average, 13 home runs to go along with those 60 RBI. As the pitch is a ground ball, and the third baseman White can't be there, and neither can Kuroda Grauer. It gets into left field, a see-me single, as Longwell skedaddles to second. Wimmer is up to first, and 2 hits for Fresno here in the first inning, with Blake Wright coming to the plate, first and second with 1 out. So first and second with 1 out, Blake Wright to the plate. Right, this is his 3rd game since joining the Grizzlies. 4th round draft pick here in 2024 out of Clemson. The former Tiger now looks to drive in some runs. He has 4 of them in his first 2 games. So first and second with 1 out. Blake Wright trying to find a way to get on base, continue this frame. Here comes the pitch. And it's a high, high pop-up. This is drifting into shallow right field. And it's going to be caught by the second baseman, Salome. No advancement by Longwell. 2 outs now, and it brings up shortstop Kelvin Hidalgo. So Hidalgo now. He comes to the plate. with two outs and runners at first and second. As here comes the first pitch to the 19-year-old. Long pause, and that is outside. One ball and no strikes. Kelvin Hidalgo just grabbed him for an interview just the other day. Happy to be here. As a count of one ball and no strikes, the pitch. And that's a line drive to right field, and it goes just foul. Count at 1-1. Hidalgo is looking for extra bases. That ball towards the Grizzlies bullpen. That's a count of one ball and one strike. Braylon Wimmer, the runner at first. Aiden Longwell, the runner at second. Fresno looking to load the bases again here in the first inning. Hidalgo would love to give them the lead. As here comes the pitch. And that is going to hit Hidalgo in the helmet. Maybe the face as well. It will load the bases. Either way, for the fourth straight game, Fresno has loaded the bases in the first inning. So Hidalgo up to first base on the hit by pitch. Wimmer to second. Longwell to third. And here comes Felix Tena with two outs. And the bases loaded. So now four straight games where Fresno's loaded the bases in the first inning. Felix Tena now looks to drive in some runs. As the first pitch is grounded to the third baseman White. White will go to first. The throw is in time. And that will end the inning. The Grizzlies come up empty. We head the second right after this.
There are giants among us. And their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
Top of the second inning here in downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. No score between Stockton and Fresno. As Mario Gomez will lead things off against Brian Perez. Here comes the first pitch. It's inside. One ball and no strikes. Brian Perez, the right-hander, worked out of a couple walks in the first inning. Both pitchers putting up a zero despite some traffic. As here's a line drive in the second base, and Tucker makes a great play. Oh, it bounced up in the air and he catches it. A hard line drive. Tucker, he leaped high, missed it at first, and he recovers. 101 off the bat, and he makes the catch. Oh, me, oh, my. That is a web gem type of play for the out. If you look on the Bally Live replay, what a catch by Tucker. And that is the first out of the inning. Oh, man. As that pitch is low to Salome, and he did go around. And it counted 0-1. He did, according to the base umpire, Reginald Webb. But what a catch from Tevin Tucker. Wow. Here comes the pitch now, and it's outside. One ball and one strike. Tevin Tucker He has been known for his defense. That's why he was signed as an undrafted free agent. And you can tell the ability right there. The sense to stay with the baseball, unbelievable. As here's a line drive foul. And the count now at 1-2. So 1-2 as Brian Perez looking for a punch out. Here comes the pitch from the righty. And that's a ground ball. Looked like a broken bat initially. A piece of the bat splintered as the throw from Wimmer in time. It goes 5-3. Two outs now for right fielder Joseph Rodriguez. As this Grizzlies team trying to look for a 1-2-3 inning. So now two outs here in the top of the second inning. Joseph Rodriguez to the plate. As Perez ready to go, the pitch. And it's a called strike count at 0-1. Brian Perez taking on Joseph Rodriguez out of the lineup last night. Back in the lineup tonight, batting .224, two homers, eight RBI. As the pitch is in there for a strike count at 0-2. Good pitch from the righty. Perez ready to go. Here comes the 0-2. And it is a check swing. Did he go around? He did not. 1-2. Brian Perez now looking for his third strikeout. The pitch on its way. And it's a called strike three. And Brian Perez has a 1-2-3 frame and his third strikeout. We head to the bottom of the second. No score. We'll be back right after this.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I can pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the second inning here in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Grizzlies ports tied at zero. As Tevin Tucker, who just made an outstanding play, he will now lead things off for Fresno here in the bottom of the second inning. As the right-hander in Shaw comes set, here comes the pitch. And Tucker swing and a miss, count at 0-1. Good pitch right there from Shaw, but Tucker, he's had an outstanding past couple of weeks at the plate. Going to walk off hit the other night as that ball's in the dirt. 1-1. Here in the bottom of the second inning. And the Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chicken Shack for providing tonight's press box food. Chicken Shack has the freshest chicken in the valley. You can have your choice of fingers, wings, salads, wraps, and the famous buffalo chicken fries. As Tucker swing and a miss and the count at 1-2. There are six locations around the Central Valley ready to serve you today. Shack it up your way at the Chicken Shack. And we'd like to thank Chicken Shack for being a proud partner in tonight's press box food here in the bottom of the second. 1-2 to Tucker. The pitch on its way and he fouls it off. Count remains at 1-2. here on August 24th. Fresno looking for a big third win in this series and put themselves in the driver's seat for a series win. Here comes the 1-2 to Tucker. And it is just low. Two balls and two strikes. That looked like a change of the dip below the zone. The right-hander in Shaw. Xu Chen Shaw will come set. Taipei Taiwan product, the pitch. And it's low. Three balls and two strikes. And Devin Tucker just spitting on that pitch right there. Shaw trying to get Tucker to chase after it. A very good eye. He already has four walks in this series in Devin Tucker. Three balls, two strikes. The pitch on its way to Tucker, and he lines one to right field, and this is playable for Rodriguez. Rodriguez has been busy, and he makes the catch. That is the first out of the inning, and here comes catcher in Darius Perry. The Grizzlies looking to strike first after leaving the bases loaded in the top or the bottom of the first inning. This Grizzlies squad trying to find a way with Darius Perry now at the plate. Perry, he's hit a few home runs this year, including one at Banner Island Ballpark. Goes out to deep left field. One of the best games Perry has played this year is that's outside. One ball and no strikes. Darius Perry, though, the rejuvenation of going back home and seeing family a couple weeks ago against Lake Elsinore has really helped his second half. As the pitch to Perry is low, and the count now at two balls and no strikes. Darius Perry went to UCLA. He went to La Mirada High School. As here comes the 2-0 from Shaw. And Perry, line drive again to right field, but that ball is good. Carry on it. It's at the wall, and it's gone. Darius Perry homers again against the boards. 1-0 Fresno. Darius Perry touches them all. High five, Cesar Galvez, and the Grizzlies, a G's up moment here in the bottom of the second. Darius Perry, the solo shot, and Fresno, the early lead here at Chuck Chancey Park. A home run for Darius Perry, and Fresno now with three hits, his fourth homer of the year, and here comes Jason Hinchman. That ball kept carrying out to right field. As here comes the first pitch to Hinchman from the right-hander in Shaw. And Hinchman, a swing and a miss count at 0-1. It's nice to see Jason Hinchman back in the lineup. On Sunday against Modesto, made an outstanding catch in left field. But he ran into the wall and missed a couple days to make sure the body was okay. As that pitch is outside 1-1. So back in the lineup tonight. Hinchman also with four homers this year. The Grizzlies an early lead thanks to Darius Perry. Here's the pitch and a line drive foul. And Hinchman was right on that pitch. Count of 1-2. That ball was a low liner just below us. So one ball and two strikes. One out here in the bottom of the second inning. The pitch from Shaw. And Hinchman takes a low, two balls and two strikes. Great job by the Grizzlies batters this inning, laying off those pitches down the zone. Earlier in the year, this Grizzlies team were chasing after those breaking balls. Here comes the 2-2 to Hinchman. And Hinchman swinging a miss. He's down on strikes. First strikeout for Shaw, second out of the inning. And brings up first baseman Aiden Longwell. And Aiden Longwell now, he's 1-for-1, a single to right field his first time. Here comes the pitch to Longwell with two outs in the frame. And Longwell ground ball foul count at 0-1. It's nice to have Aiden Longwell back on the squad. He just brings such a veteran presence, the maturity, the willingness to listen to direction. Aiden Longwell has been outstanding for Fresno. As here comes the 0-1, and it's a bouncer, a couple bounces as the second baseman Salome makes a nice play to end the inning. But not before Darius Perry strikes first, a home runner right, 1-0 Fresno. We head to the third right after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Jensen Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2 for $10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night. Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Jensen Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2 for $10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Top of the third inning here in downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Jensen Park. Grizzlies lead 1-0 as Brian Perez will take on Darlin Montero, who's had an outstanding series against Fresno. Montero, a couple hits last night as the first pitch on its way is skied out to left field. A long run for Hinchman, and he runs out of real estate count at 0-1. Top of the third inning, glad you could join us, and make sure you experience the ultimate party at Chuck Jensen. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckJanseyGold.com. As that pitch is inside, count at 1-1. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Jensen Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. We thank Chuck Jensen Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the third. As that ball goes foul, and the count now at 1-2 to Darlin Montero. Montero ready to go. Here comes the pitch from the righty in Perez. And it's a foul ball, and did Perry show that he caught it? And he did not. Count remains at 1-2. Perry was looking for the strikeout. Darius Perry's home run gives Fresno the 1-0 lead here on August 24th. Glad you could join us for Saturday Night Baseball. Here comes the pitch, and that is fouled off. Count at 1-2. This Grizzlies team trying to find a way to pick up a big win tonight. We'll give you a scoring update right now between San Jose and Modesto. And the Giants lead 4-1. As they're trying to finish off the second half. Here comes the 1-2. That's low and outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Your Fresno Grizzlies, one of the best records in the California League. Unfortunately, they got stuck in a division with two of the hottest teams in baseball, with San Jose and Modesto. As here's a line drive from Montero in his center, Caleb Hobson, so much speed, makes the play around the kneecap for the second out, or for the first out. And here comes the shortstop in Joshua Carota Grauer. So Montero retired after a 7-pitch at-bat, one away. Joshua Carota Grauer struck out on a pitch clock violation. It was the 10th pitch of his at-bat. As the first one's a line drive in a center field, no pitch clock violation there. And it's a one-out single for Carota Grauer. First hit allowed tonight by Brian Perez. As here comes the left fielder Cameron Leary, who walked his first time. So now the Grizzlies look to turn to Leary. The lefty, a 10th round draft pick out of Boston College, the former Golden Eagle. As here comes the pitch from Perez. It's fouled off, counted 0-1. Now, of course, a lot of these new draft picks, they are from the ACC. You have a player from California that's on deck, and Rodney Green are actually coming up in a couple batters. Here's a ground ball. Aiden Longwell makes the play. It goes three, and that's all they're going to get. No, they're saying he's out at first base. A double play. It goes 3-6-1. Perez, he just got there in time, and that will end the inning. We'll talk more about the ACC later in this broadcast.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancey Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing?
Bottom of the third inning here in downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. 1-0, the Grizzlies lead the Ports as Caleb Hobson will stride to the plate as he battles right-hander in Tu-Chen Shaw. Here comes the first pitch from Shaw, and it's inside for a ball count at 1-0. Bottom of the third inning, the Grizzlies trying to pick up some more runs against the right-hander. Shaw has worked out of trouble a couple times tonight. Here comes the pitch, and Hobson ground ball down the left field line, a base hit. Hobson's on his horse. He rounds first. He's headed to second, and now Hobson will stop there. It's a leadoff double here in the third inning. Caleb Hobson starts the bottom of the third with the Grizzlies' fourth hit of the game, and here comes third baseman Braylon Wimmer. He's 1-for-1. So Hobson, a big double, and for Caleb Hobson, he's had a nice series overall, but it's been a very busy series for Caleb Hobson. Hobson, that's his fourth hit, his third for extra bases. He also has three RBI, five runs, four walks, two up by pitches, and three stolen bases. As Wimmer puts down a nice bunt, he's going to first. The throw is in time, though, and it's a sacrifice bunt, but Wimmer gets Hobson over. Great job by Braylon Wimmer on the sack bunt. So now one out runner at third. It's going to go 1-3 on the sack bunt. So one out now as here comes Blake Wright, who's 0-for-1. And the infield for Stockton comes in. Officially a sack bunt for Braylon Wimmer. So now there's the infield in, and for Wright looking for his fifth RBI as there's a breaking ball in there for a strike. Count at 0-1. The catcher in Gomez, he's doing a very good job bringing his glove into the zone. Awarded the strike. Here comes the 0-1. And he flies it to right field, and that should be deep enough to score Hobson. He tags. Here comes the throw. It's going to be cut off, and Hobson scores. Blake Wright's fifth RBI in a Grizzlies uniform. It's 2-0 Fresno here in the bottom of the third. Sacrifice fly out to right field. Second straight night that Wright has a sacrifice fly. As Hobson's leadoff double is successful. And also, big kudos to Braylon Wimmer on the sacrifice bunt, allowing Hobson to be at third base. So now with two outs, Kelvin Hidalgo at the plate as he watches ball one inside, count at 1-0. So Fresno leads 2-0. They have four hits already here in the bottom of the third. Kelvin Hidalgo was hit by a pitch his first time as he watches a called strike, count at 1-1. San Jose all over Modesto now, 7-1, looking to add on more runs. So Fresno, they just need a win. That's it. Just win. Here comes the 1-1. And there's a fly ball out to left field, but that ball will reach the Fresno social. And the count now at 1-2. So one ball, two strikes here in the bottom of the third inning. 2-0 Fresno. The pitch from Shaw. A check swing. Did Hidalgo go around? He did not. Count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So 2 balls, 2 strikes now. Hidalgo looking to get on base. The pitch from Shaw as he comes set around the belt. Long pause. Here comes the pitch. And a ground ball foul as Hidalgo stays alive. Good breaking ball. Looked like a slider that was inching outside more and more towards Hidalgo. 2-2 it remains. As here comes another 2-2. Shaw deals, and Hidalgo ground ball up the middle. No one's going to get there. A two-out single for Kelvin Hidalgo. He's reached base twice now. For Fresno, that's now 5 hits, as here comes right fielder Felix Tena. Felix Tena ground out to third with the bases loaded back in the first inning. Right now, 2-0 Fresno looking to add on more runs. Bottom of the third inning. Shaw looks in as Hidalgo leads from first base. Hidalgo, one stolen base so far in a Fresno uniform. As there goes Hidalgo for second. The throw is online and not in time. Hidalgo slides to the back of the bag and he is safe. As he comes set like a center in football after stealing that base. So now a runner at second after Hidalgo's second stolen base. So now with two outs, Tena with a 1-0 count can bring in Hidalgo. As that pitch misses, 2 balls and 0 strikes. 2 balls, 0 strikes here in the bottom of the third. As the Grizzlies looking to bring in some more runs. Here comes the pitch from Shaw and Tena. Swing and a miss, count at 2-1. Shaw trying to get Tena out to end this inning again. Fresno looking for a third, maybe fourth run if Tena can lift one out of here. Tena, a trio of homers. He also has one at Banner Island Ballpark as he takes a pitch high. And the count now at 3 balls and 1 strike. Felix Tena doesn't draw a lot of walks. It's something that he's still working on. Only 20 years old. Will be 21 at the end of September. Here comes the pitch, and Tena, line drive to left field, and that ball is foul. Just foul down the left field line. That would have been trouble. Tena, who is one triple shy of joining the Grizzlies' top 10 in single-season triples, that's the kind of ball that would bounce around and allow him to get to third. I was talking to Tena just earlier this week, and I said, you need one more triple. And he knows what's at stake, trying to tie Andy Perez in that triples category. As the pitch to Tena is low, and that is ball four. It should be ball four, and now Hidalgo's going to third, and no one's doing anything about it. Okay, so that ball was in the dirt, and Hidalgo just takes third base. I wonder if they called a balk. I think that's why it would have been called right there. So here comes another pitch to Tenna as he doggled to third. And Tenna line drive, right field, and Rodriguez, he misplays it. And now Tenna's on his horse. He's headed to second, and he's in there. 3-0 Fresno. Felix Tenna drive to right field. And just like that, the inning continues. So Hidalgo, we're pretty positive it was a balk that got him to third. Tenna takes advantage. He lines one to right field, and he has a double. It's an RBI double for Felix Tenna, and Hidalgo comes in to score. So that is the second run for Fresno in the inning. And now Tevin Tucker, that ball runs inside and it takes the helmet off, but it doesn't hit him. And they count it 1-0, and Tucker, the heart beating fast. So now Shaw, he's trying to get Tevin Tucker out, who flew out his first time. Here comes the 1-0, and he's back to second in Tenna. So runner at second here with two outs. But going back to it, right now Hidalgo's being ruled with a stolen base. But that can't be the case because that was ball four to Felix Tenna. So it has to be a balk. As Tucker watches a pitch outside and the count at 2-0. That's the only way that Tenna does not get to first base. And Hidalgo advances with no one doing anything about it and no one arguing. Two balls, no strikes. Here comes the pitch to Tucker, and it's a called strike. Count at 2-1. Lot of craziness here in the bottom of the third inning. Fresno leads 3-0. They already have 6 hits in this game. As now action down in that Ports bullpen. Here comes the pitch to Tucker outside, and the count now at 3 balls and a strike. And this Grizzlies team looking for some more runs. As here comes the 3-1. Looking back at Shaw, the pitch. And that is ball four inside. And Tucker draws the walk. That is the first walk for Shaw. Runners now at first and second with two outs. And now the pitching coach coming out with the translator for Shaw. It's Gabriel Osuna here in the bottom of the third inning. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Of course, when you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point, it makes sense. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third. As here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And Shaw outside 1-0 to Darius Perry, who homered his first time at the plate. With runners at first and second with two outs, looking to bring in some more runs. Lots of action. Darius Perry calls time as he steps off. Junior Tor down in the pen for Stockton. As here comes the 1-0 offering to Perry. The pitch from Shaw, he looks back, the runner and Tenna, the pitch. And a ground ball and a base hit to left field. Perry's 2-for-2. Tenna rounds third. He's headed home. The cutoff will not be thrown to the plate. Tenna scores. Darius Perry, 2-for-2. 2 RBI, 4-0 Fresno. A 3-run bottom of the third. And here comes Jason Hinchman. Felix Tenna with 2 outs had that big double. He comes around to score. Tucker to second. Perry with another big hit, an RBI single. 4 hits, 3 runs this inning. Fresno now up to 7 hits. And here's Jason Hinchman, who's 0-for-1. First and second with 2 outs still. Fresno with 2 outs, a single, a double, a walk, and a single. And now the 8th batter this inning in Hinchman. Shaw already up to 57 pitches, as that's low, one ball and no strikes. So one ball, no strikes. Here comes the pitch. There's a strike to Hinchman. Count at 1-1. Looked a little bit outside. So one ball, one strike here in the bottom of the third inning. 4-0 Fresno. This inning's had a little bit of everything as Shaw steps off. A disengagement. The 20-year-old's had some trouble against Fresno. This Grizzlies team, 7 hits already. They've already out-hit what they did yesterday. As Hinchman fly ball to right, it goes foul. Count at 1-2. This Grizzlies team, if they can find a way to score even more runs, put this game out of reach. With San Jose up 8-1, Fresno trying to put up their big crooked number. 3 already this inning. As there goes both runners, and it's going to be a called strike to Hinchman to end the inning. So no stolen base, a strikeout of Hinchman. But Fresno, 3 runs, an RBI double from Felix Ten to the big hit in the frame. We head to the fourth. It's all Grizzlies.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Jency Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Top of the fourth inning, 4-0 Fresno leads Stockton. As Brian Perez will wind in deals, the first pitch is high. Count of 1-0 to Tommy White. Here in the top of the fourth inning, the Grizzlies here at Chuck Chancy Park looking for a Saturday night W. The pitch from Perez swung on and missed. Count of 1-1, a healthy hack from White comes up empty. And Brian Perez showing that fastball at 93 miles per hour. One ball, one strike, fly ball to right field. Tenna on the move, and he won't get there. A base hit for White. He's looking for two. Here's the throw, and it's up the line. And it's going to be a double for Tommy White. That ball went towards the middle of the second base side and not close to the bag, so a leadoff double for Tommy White. Runner at second with no outs for Rodney Green, who's 0-for-1. Top of the fourth inning. We've had a lot of action so far here at Chuck Chancy Park. Tenna, the spin and throw was way offline, though. Now Brian Perez trying to find a way to get through the middle of this hard Stockton lineup. The pitch on its way is inside. Count at 1-0. So count one ball, no strikes here in the top of the fourth inning. Perez comes set around the belt, looks back the runners. The pitch is outside. Count now at 2 balls and no strikes. Brian Perez trying to find a way to get through Ronnie Green, Davis Diaz, and Mario Gomez. Gomez with 2 homers yesterday as there is a called strike count at 2-1. So 2 balls and 1 strike. Brian Perez nods in agreement with catcher Darius Perry. Here comes the 2-1, and that is swung on a missed count at 2-2. Ronnie Green, the Cal product, fourth round draft pick. As we said, a lot of ACC schools on this team for the Ports. And a big ACC matchup happened a little bit earlier today as that's outside. And the count now at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Georgia Tech winning in Ireland. College football season upon us. And the Grizzlies right now, they have 2 safeties. They lead 4-0 here in the top of the 4th inning. Perez comes set. The 3-2 on its way. And that is swung on and missed. And Green, he decided to swing late. And it was not in time. And that is the 4th punch out now for Brian Perez. 1 out in the inning for DH Davis Diaz, who struck out his first time. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chicken Shack for providing tonight's press box food. Chicken Shack has the freshest chicken in the valley. You can have your choice of fingers, wings, salads, wraps, and the famous buffalo chicken fries. There are 6 locations around the Central Valley ready to serve you today. Shack it up your way at the Chicken Shack. And we thank Chicken Shack for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the 4th. Swing and a miss. Good pitch down the zone. And they count it 0-2 to Diaz. Top of the 4th inning. Again, a big thank you to Chicken Shack for being tonight's press box food. So no balls and 2 strikes. Perez comes set. Here comes the 0-2 and a line drive foul by Diaz. Now Diaz went to Vanderbilt. A little bit of an interesting story because Diaz is now a catcher. DH tonight, but he was an infielder while playing for the Commodores, so he's made a change professionally position-wise. Trying to still get used to it as that pitch will hit Diaz in the helmet. Maybe the shoulder, either way, runners at first and second with 1 out. And for Brian Perez, his first hit by pitch tonight as catcher Mario Gomez strides to the plate. Fresno leads 4-0 here in the top of the 4th inning. Fresno and Brian Perez. We've seen a lot of hit by pitches from the righty Perez. Tied a Grizzlies franchise record with those 4 hit by pitches. That was a couple weeks ago. As that pitch is high, 1 ball and no strikes. Brian Perez, it was against Lake Elsinore. 4 hit by pitches, a franchise record that was held in 2000. Perez was not even born yet. As here comes the pitch, and there's a line drive foul. The count now 1 ball and 1 strike. Tons of action tonight, and if you are watching on Bally Live, you're watching a great game. If you're not watching on Bally Live, download it now. It's a free place to watch all minor league baseball games. We're also on 790 ESPN Radio. Big thank you to Jorge back in the studios. As the pitch is low, and the count at 2 balls and a strike. Brian Perez, he's now up to 62 pitches. On the other side, Shaw, the right-hander, he's thrown 61. The pitch from Perez, that's a called strike, and the count now at 2-2. So Perez has thrown more pitches than Shaw, but Shaw has already thrown 3 innings. Perez, he's now into his 4th inning of work. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 1st and 2nd, 1 out, the pitch. That's outside. Count full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brian Perez, this is his 4th 3-2 count tonight. As we said, the pitch count a little bit higher than expected. Perez can go 5 to 6 innings if needed. Here comes a 3-2 offering and a line drive into right field, a base hit for Gomez. He continues to wallop the baseball. And now the bases are loaded for Derek Salome. White to third, Diaz to second, Gomez with the single. Three hits now for Stockton. And Derek Salome, who's 0 for 1, will stride to the plate. Top of the fourth inning here at Chuck Chansey Park. And now here comes pitching coach Jerry Sullivan out of the dugout. He'll go talk to the right-hander in Brian Perez. Here in the top of the fourth inning. And Chuck Chansey Gold is giving away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Playing earned entry starting May 1st. And then on September 2nd, right around the corner, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. That's $1 million guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. And we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. Mound visit over between Jerry Sullivan, the Grizzlies pitching coach, and Brian Perez. Darius Perry along for the ride. Bases loaded, one out. Grizzlies trying to keep that zero on the scoreboard. Derek Salome, though, he's been very tough to get out, a speedster infielder. The pitch to Salome is outside, count at 1-0. Derek Salome is listed at 5'9", 182 pounds. He is from Venezuela, signed as an international free agent in 2017. Here comes the 1-0, and there's a fly ball out to right field. Tena is there. He makes the catch. Here comes the runner. The throw is going to be cut off, and it's 4-1. A sacrifice fly for Derek Salome. First RBI. So both teams, they have a sacrifice fly to right. Gomez stays at first. Diaz to second. And Tommy White in to score. So first run allowed by Perez. So now two outs for Joseph Rodriguez, who's 0-for-1. Was caught looking back in the second inning. 4-1 top of the fourth inning. The Fresno Grizzlies and the Stockton Ports. Last time these two teams will match up in 2024. As the pitch from Perez is a called strike, counted 0-1. Last series, we have another game tomorrow. A 5.05 p.m. first pitch, the last 5.05 game of the season. Come grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Here comes the pitch. There is a ball just outside, count at 1-1. Perez trying to dot the outside part of the plate. Home plate umpire Blake Bison not biting. So count now at 1-1. Here's the pitch from Perez, and a swing and a miss. Count at 1-2. That slider disappeared on Rodriguez. So now 1-2. Brian Perez looks in. The pitch on its way from Perez, and it swung on and missed again. He went right back to the slider, and Rodriguez down on strikes. But a run for the Ports. They trail 4-1. We have the bottom of the fourth right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Jency Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal.
Bottom of the fourth inning here in downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Jency Park. The Grizzlies lead the Ports 4-1 as Aiden Longwell will take on Junior Tour out of the bullpen as the first pitch runs inside, count at 1-0. Aiden Longwell tonight, 1-for-2, a leadoff single, as Junior Tour will take over for Shushen Shaw, who went 3 innings, 7 hits, 4 runs all earned, 1 walk, 1 hit by pitch in 2 Ks. As a pitch from Tour is line foul, and the count now at 1 ball and 1 strike. So Shaw again, 7 hits, 4 runs all earned, 1 walk, 1 hit by pitch, 2 Ks over 3 innings. And now Junior Tour, as the pitch from the righty is outside, count at 2 balls and a strike. Aiden Longwell at the plate here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Glad you could join us. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off. Count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Aiden Longwell, 2 good hacks against Tour. Second time we've seen the righty in this series. Tour, who was going to be a starter initially this week, was moved to the bullpen to help out the back end. As the 2-2 is another foul ball from Longwell. Tour is 25 years old, 6'6", 200 pounds. Born in Havana, Cuba. Making his 25th appearance, he does have 10 starts this year. A 1-5 record, a 5.31 ERA. And this Grizzlies team, a walk-off hit from Tevin Tucker against Tour the other night. Here comes the pitch to Longwell, and that is low and inside, and Longwell works the count back into his favor. Count now at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Looks to get on base to start the fourth inning. Lots of action here at Chuck Jency Park. Here comes the 3-2. And Longwell, foul tip, and the count stays the same. So 3 balls and 2 strikes here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Your Fresno Grizzlies trying to keep pace with the San Jose Giants, the California League North Division. And San Jose up 12-1. Here's a chopper up the middle. Crota Grauer gets to it. The spin, the throw. Oh, man, he did it again. We have seen this throughout the week, and there's another outstanding play from the draft pick in Kuroda Grauer, and Longwell is out. It goes 6-3. We have seen that multiple times where up the middle, Kuroda Grauer trusting his instincts, the body control to throw the ball to first, and he gets Longwell. As here's center fielder Caleb Hobson, 1-for-2, a double and a run. The pitch to Hobson on its way, and a fly ball foul, count at 0-1. The Grizzlies already 7 hits tonight. Hobson has one of the 2 doubles, 3 total extra base hits for Fresno. Tours offering inside, almost hits Hobson, count at 1-1. The Grizzlies win a couple games without an extra base hit, though. So far tonight, all things pointing in the right direction. Here comes the pitch, and Hobson inside and hit him, and he will head down to first base again. So a hit by pitch towards Hobson, second hit by pitch for Fresno. And now Braylon Wimmer 1-for-1, a single and a sack bunt. The Fresno Grizzlies, runner at first with one out. And Braylon Wimmer now to the plate. Wimmer, great sack bunt, setting up a big inning for Fresno. That was in his last plate appearance, as he will watch a pitch outside, count at 1-0. Grizzlies lead 4-1 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Glad you could join us for Saturday Night Baseball. The Grizzlies looking for their 20th win this year against Stockton. Wimmer ready to go. Now a check on Hobson. He's back, and he's out! He is picked off at first base! Oh, no, 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 no. Hobson was definitely in there safely, and that is the second out. A pickoff. So that is the second out, and Hobson can't believe it. Tor ready to go. Here comes the pitch to Wimmer. That is outside, and the count now at 2 balls and no strikes. Hobson was leaning, but it looked like he got back in there safely. 2 balls, no strikes. The pitch to Wimmer, and there is a called strike count at 2-1. So 2 balls, 1 strike. Here comes the pitch to Wimmer, and Wimmer, foul ball, count at 2-2. Glad you could join us for Saturday Night Baseball. Downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. So far, Fresno off to new heights tonight with Bounce House Bonanza. A shoe charm giveaway. A lot of people enjoying a beautiful night at the ballpark. We were at 81 degrees at first pitch. Counted 2 balls and 2 strikes. Braylon Wimmer awaits the pitch from Tor. And it's fouled off again. And Wimmer stays alive. 4-1 Fresno here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Grizzlies trying to maintain this lead, and they need a win tonight with Stockton trying to play spoilers. There's another foul ball. That one was spoiled from Wimmer. The count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2 outs here in the fourth inning. 4-1 Fresno. Lake Elsinore leads Rancho Cucamonga 7-0. Visalia 3-2 lead over Inland Empire. The pitch to Wimmer outside, count full 3-2. And once again, the Grizzlies trying to put some runners on base. Hobson picked off for the second out this inning. Still didn't look like he was out. As a 3-2 to Wimmer, Tor winds and deals. And that is outside, ball 4, a 2-out walk. And Wimmer's on base again. Second walk issue tonight by Stockton, as here comes DH Blake Wright. Wright tonight is 0-for-1, a sacrifice fly back in the third inning, as Braylon Wimmer heads down to first base. And for Braylon Wimmer, that's his 6th walk this week. So now Blake Wright, who has 5 RBI in 3 games with Fresno at the plate. We've seen the power, a couple doubles in his debut, as he will watch a ball outside, count at 1-0. The catcher and Gomez popping up, looking to throw down to first base. 1 ball and no strikes. Here comes the pitch to Wright. And Wimmer, good lead, and there he goes! And that is inside. The throw is way into center field! And now Wimmer heads to third base! And he is there! It's a stolen base, E2. First error tonight for Stockton. Runner at third with 2 outs. And now Wright, a big opportunity to play to run. Braylon Wimmer had a great lead over at first base, and he took off that throw from Gomez way offline. I mean, about 20 feet away from second base. As the pitch from Wright is up the middle, and that is going to be a diving play from Grauer. The throw, and he did it again. Are you kidding me? Carota Grauer makes another web jam play, and the Grizzlies come up empty. We head to the fifth. It's 4-1 Fresno. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Yeah.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Fresno State Night.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the fifth inning, 4-1 Fresno leads Stockton. As Darlin Montero takes on Brian Perez. We have seen tons of crazy plays tonight as the first pitch is outside. Count at 1-0 to Montero. Montero line out to center field his first time. Here in the top of the fifth inning, Perez winds and deals. And here's a fly ball lifted to the left side. And the third baseman, Wimmer, in foul territory. Can't make the play as Hinchman dove and almost hit the cleats of Wimmer. And the count now 1-1. Le Provence Apartment Homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. And we thank Manco Abbott for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fifth. Here's the pitch from Perez outside, count at 2-2. Again, a big thank you to Manco Abbott, Le Provence Apartment Homes at the Dominion. Grizzlies lead by 3. A couple great plays from Kuroda Growers. Here's a ground ball to Braylon Wimmer at third. Wimmer's throw to first a little bit offline, and in time, a step to beat Montero. It goes 5-3. Wimmer kind of took his time, and then the throw to first was a looper over, but it is the first out. As here comes Kuroda Grower. We just talked about him. 1-for-2, a single tonight. But two outstanding plays already for the shortstop. Third round draft pick out of Rutgers as that will hit him inside. And that is going to hit him right on the wrist. That does not look fun. So both teams have two hit by pitches. And that time Kuroda Grower is the recipient of one. So one out runner at first base as here's Cameron Leary. 0-for-1. He walked back in the first inning. Top of the fifth inning, the Grizzlies lead 4-1. If we watch on this replay, Perez trying to work inside. And Kuroda Grower, he just had to take that one. That just did not look pretty. But Kuroda Grower, he's just a very go-lucky, happy guy. So far that we've seen him, big smiles, have never met him, and he's just smiling and giving knocks to game day staff workers here at the ballpark and saying hi to both sides. And, you know, it's nice to see someone enjoy the game of baseball. As here comes the pitch, and that goes off the glove of Perry, count at 1-0. That ball had tons of movement right there from Perez, 95 miles per hour, and the horizontal break 23 inches. Oh, man. Good luck catching that one. 1-0. Here in the top of the fifth inning. The pitch on its way outside. Count now at 2-0. I've said it once. I will say it again. Catching is the hardest position in baseball. The wear and tear. Good luck trying to catch a guy who maybe throws a knuckleball to a guy that can throw 95 with that kind of movement. The pitch on its way. It's a called strike in the count at 2-1. Darius Perry, though, very good defensive catcher. A lot of these players on this Grizzlies team, very good in the field. Fresno leads the California League in fielding percentage. As that's high, the count at 3 balls and a strike. Grizzlies bench coach Cesar Galvez takes pride in being first in the league. The lowest the Grizzlies have dropped in terms of fielding percentage, tied for first place. They have never dropped below that. Currently at 976. This here's a ground ball and a base hit to right field. Crow to Grauer was almost hit by that base hit for Leary. So now runners at first and second with one out. Fourth hit allowed by Perez. And here's Tommy White, 1-for-1. A double walk and run scored. Here in the top of the fifth inning. And really no action by anyone in the Grizzlies bullpen. So Brian Perez going to try to work through this little bit of a pickle. Tommy White, a double to right field his last time. The pitch on his way, and it's low in the dirt, count at 1-0. Saturday night baseball. The season winding down. If you have not come down to Chicansey Park, or if you want to come down before the season ends, you only have 7 games left. One more series, and then tomorrow night against Stockton. As here's a fly ball to right field, it will spray foul. And the count of 1-1. Make sure you grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Some really fun promotions coming up. We have Fresno State Night on Thursday, September 5th. Presented by Blue Pearl Pet Hospital. A 6:50 p.m. first pitch. All those Fresno State alums getting ready for the upcoming sports season, as that's inside, count at 2-1. And then Touch a Truck Night. If you ever want to see a police cruiser up close, an ambulance, Chicansey Park is the place to do so on Friday, September 6th at 7:05 p.m. Here's the 2-1 offering. A ground ball up the middle. A diving play not made. And center field Caleb Hobson will throw it in. Bases loaded now with one out for Rodney Green, 0-for-2. So White has reached base 3 times. Leary to second. Crow to Grauer to third. 5 hits now allowed by Perez. And Rodney Green to the plate. But Touch a Truck Night, that is presented by Affinity Truck Center. And Friday Night Fireworks presented by Toyota. Should be a great night of fun. Here comes the pitch from the righty. And that's a ball outside. Count of 1-0. Good fastball there from Brian Perez. As there's action down to that Grizzlies bullpen. A right-hander, Jake Madden, starts to get loose. Number 4. Here's the 1-0. That is outside. 2 balls and no strikes. And Brian Perez now can't find the strike zone. Back-to-back singles after the hit-by-pitch to Crow to Grauer. Here in the top of the fifth inning, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Count at 2-1. Brian Perez being able to light up the strike zone, the radar gun, with that heater. 2 balls and a strike. Perez comes set at the belt. Here comes his 2-1. And that is inside, but called a strike. Count at 2-2. Great job working the upper part of the zone. And Perez now looking for another punch out. He's got 5 tonight. Bases loaded with 1 out. Here's the pitch. And that's a fly ball lifted to deep left center field. You can hear the groan as the ball is caught on the run. It will score another run. A pair of sacrifice flies for Stockton. It's now 4-2 here in the fifth inning. Rodney Green to left field for the second out. So Tommy White stays at first. Cameron Leary to third. Crow to Grauer comes in to score. So that's a run, and very similar to the previous inning for Perez. As now it's Davis Diaz. 0-for-1, a hit by pitch. Runners at first and third with 2 outs. It is 4-2 Fresno. As San Jose leads 12-1, they're looking to add on more runs at John Thurman Field. Here comes the pitch. That's a called strike. Count at 0-1. This Grizzlies team still some time to get within San Jose in the standings. They face each other to end the year. So besides coming to Touch a Truck or to Fresno State Night, come watch a great battle. As here's a swing and a miss count at 0-2. That slider devastating on the outside part of the plate. No balls, two strikes. Perez, he's now nearing 100 pitches. He's at 94 currently. First and third. Perez looks back. The right-hander ready to go against Davis Diaz. Comes set. Here comes the pitch from the righty. And a fly ball lifted to the first baseman, Aiden Longwell. And in foul territory, he makes the play to end the inning. But Stockton, another run. It's 4-2. We head to the bottom of the fifth right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skill.
Bottom of the fifth inning here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Grizzlies lead the Ports 4-2. As Kelvin Hidalgo will lead things off. There is a called strike from Junior Tor in the count at 0-1. Junior Tor, as you said, his 25th game this year. Hard-throwing right-hander. Winds and deals. And there's a swing and a miss count at 0-2. Another great pitch from the right-hander Tor as Hidalgo couldn't catch up to it. Hidalgo, a single stolen base and a run. He also has a hit-by-pitch. As that's high, the count of one ball and two strikes. Fresno leads 4-2 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Jake Madden continues to get loose down for Fresno. As Hidalgo foul ball, and the count stays at 1-2. Bottom of the fifth inning, the Grizzlies looking for some more runs. The 19-year-old Hidalgo at the plate. The Grizzlies' future shortstop next year, most likely, as the pitch from Hidalgo is swung on and missed. Good pitch away from Hidalgo's bat. And that is the first strikeout for Tor. First out of the innings, here comes the right fielder in Felix Tena. 1-for-2, an RBI double, and a run scored. And whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. As there's a strike count at 0-1, they have affordable rental packages which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. And we thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fifth. The pitch to Tenna is fouled off at the plate, and the count now at 1-2. You're on August 24th. Glad you could join us. The Grizzlies lead 4-2. Bounce House Bonanza Night. If I went on a bounce house right now, I would not be calling a game. I could tell you that. As here comes the pitch, and that's a chopper up the middle, and a base hit as the second baseman in Salome tried making a nice play. And Tenna now 2-for-3. He has a one-out single as it's Tevin Tucker to the plate. Tucker a walk his last time, 0-for-1. Fresno now up to 8 hits, first hit allowed by Tor. But going back to the Bounce House Bonanza, bounce houses are every kid's dream. And as a broadcaster, I know that I would love to do that, but I also do not want to spend the night at the ER. As here's a ground ball, the third baseman White, a diving play over to second for one on a first, not in time. The Ports infield have been putting on a clinic defensively. Tucker reaches on a fielder's choice. It goes 5-4. For the second out. As now it's Darius Perry 2-for-2, a home run single, 2 RBI and a run. But Tommy White going down to one knee made a perfect throw to second, and Tucker getting out on the line fast enough. So now Darius Perry, who's had a big night at the plate, looking for some more action. Here comes the pitch from Tor. And a check, and almost, and he is picked off! Tevin Tucker is picked off! And the second time tonight, Tucker can't believe it, and that will end the inning. We head to the sixth. It's 4-2, Fresno.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com. There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancy Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Top of the sixth inning here in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. 4-2, the Grizzlies lead the Ports as Jake Madden takes over on the mound as the first pitch is swung on and missed by Mario Gomez. Gomez 1-for-2, a single back in the fourth inning. As Fresno gives the ball now to their bullpen, Brian Perez, he finishes his night on the right paw. As a pitch on its way, and it's a chopper over to first, foul, counted 0-2. Brian Perez, 5 innings. He allowed 5 hits, 2 runs, both of them earned. 2 walks, he had 5 Ks. He also had 2 hit-by-pitches. Very similar numbers for Perez. A lot of 5s, lots of 2s. As now Jake Madden takes over, the right-hander had an inning of work just the other night. The Grizzlies 11-5 win. The 0-2 on its way, it's low. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Top of the 6th inning, Fresno looking for a big win. Madden looks in. He will come set around the belt. And here comes the pitch. And that's a chopper over to second. Tevin Tucker has been busy. The throw to first in time. It goes 4-3. And that's the first out. Here comes second baseman Derek Salome. As the Grizzlies will try to get Salome out, who's 0-1. He had a sacrifice fly his last time. Hey, heads up, Grizzlies fans. Chukchansey Park has enacted a clear bag policy that's been in effect since June 1st. In an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans, all bags must be see-through, with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags. All bags will still be subject to search at the gates. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday. Here's a pitch from Madden, and that ball is in there for a strike count at 1-1. And we thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Chukchansey Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball here in the top of the sixth. Madden, the pitch, and that's low, 2 balls and a strike. Fresno leads 4-2. Saturday night baseball. The Grizzlies on Saturdays have played very well this year. The Grizzlies on Saturdays 6-4 at home, 11-8 overall. As that runs inside, 3 balls and a strike. Right-hander Jake Madden now on the bump, trying to look for his second out this inning. Here's the pitch, and that's a high chopper foul. Count at 3-2. Madden is listed at 6'6", 185 pounds. 22 years old from Camp Hill, Pennsylvania. Traded from the Angels to the Rockies last year. Part of a trade deadline deal. Pitched at Inland Empire. Pitched at Inland Empire and then pitched for Fresno to end last season. That was as a starter, though. As here comes the 3-2. The pitch from Madden is popped foul, and Longwell gives it chase, but he will run out of room. Count remains at 3-2. So 3 balls, 2 strikes. 4-2, Fresno leads Stockton. Madden ready to go. Here comes the pitch. That's a ground ball up the middle. Tucker, a diving play. The throw to first. It is not in time. A great effort again from Tevin Tucker. That was hard hit. And that was at 95 off the bat. And Salome will reach. It's a one-out single. And first hit allowed by Jake Madden. So now it's Joseph Rodriguez who's 0-2, but if we look at that replay for Tucker, it looked like his wrist got caught up into the ground, so by the time he got up, he really didn't have a chance to make a good throw. That's always a scary play when you see your wrist go out like that. As the pitch from Madden's in the dirt, count at 1 ball and no strikes. Madden, 24th game out of the bullpen, a 1-0 record, a 3 ERA. And as we said, now as a reliever in this Rockies system, one of the top prospects for Fresno. Here comes the pitch from Madden. And it is outside. And the count now at 2 balls and no strikes. Now, Jake Madden last year had some ties to the California League. His cousin, Michael Morales, was a starting pitcher for the Modesto Nuts. Now, Michael Morales in double and Madden, he's probably a year away from being one of the top pitchers in the Rockies system, where he has a chance to get to Coors Field. The stuff-wise is outstanding, trying to pick up some more strikeouts. But Jake Madden, what makes him so tough to pick up, he has a Lincecum-like delivery. Big leg kick, uses his whole body to bring the ball to the plate. As you can see that right there, good strike in the count at 2-1. That fastball at 94 miles per hour, glistening towards Joseph Rodriguez. Madden very competitive. As here comes the 2-1. And that is low in the count at 3 balls and a strike. But Jake Madden has battled some injuries, including this year, missed a little bit of time, but joined Fresno about a month ago after he was on the injured list. He had Tommy John surgery back in high school that really delayed and derailed part of his career, where he was going to go to Alabama, as that's fouled off, count at 3-2. Went the JUCO route, and the rest is history. Jake Madden, great stuff. Outstanding stuff, actually. The count at 3-2. 4-2 Fresno leads here in the top of the sixth inning. Here comes the pitch. And that is swung on and missed. And that is a big second out. First strikeout for Madden. Rodriguez has struck out three times tonight, as Darlin Montero to the plate, runner at first with two outs. Fresno leads 4-2. They're out hitting Stockton 8-6. San Jose about to beat Modesto, so the Grizzlies, they have to win tonight now. The pitch from Madden is a ground ball foul. Now, of course, you would like to win every game, but for the Grizzlies to have a chance to win the second half, they have to keep pace with San Jose, which means if the Giants win, Fresno needs to win. Plain and simple. Count it. No balls and a strike. Montero ready. The pitch from Madden on its way. And that's a high chopper. Foul again. 0-2. The Fresno Grizzlies will travel to Visalia next week and then back home against the San Jose Giants. So two big rivalries. We hope you can join us. Counting no balls and two strikes. Madden comes set around the belt. And here comes the pitch from the righty. And that's a fly ball lifted out to shallow right center field. Tevin Tucker has been busy, and he makes the play, and Madden puts up a zero. We had the bottom of the sixth. Fresno 4, Stockton 2.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench, here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about: hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Jency Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2 for $10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Jency Park. Grizzlies lead the Ports 4-2 in the bottom of the sixth, as Darius Perry will lead things off. Perry 2-for-2, a home run, a single, two RBI, and a run. Junior Tor back on the mound. After Shaw went three innings, now Tor looking for his third inning, as there's a swing and a miss, count at 0-1. Glad you could join us here in the bottom of the sixth inning. You're listening on 790 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. The 0-1 to Darius Perry on its way. And that is a fly ball lifted out of play. And the count at no balls and two strikes. Nice crowd on hand as the Grizzlies playing their penultimate Saturday home game of the season. No balls, two strikes. Perry ready to go. The pitch is swung on and missed. Good elevated fastball. And that's a punch out. Second strikeout for Tour. First out of the inning. And here comes left fielder Jason Hinchman, who has struck out a pair of times. Here in the bottom of the sixth. Hey, Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for a chance to win free eggs. A big pop-up, and that ball is going to drop, and it's going to land foul. As the catcher Gomez, carrying his mask, could not make the play. Luckily, the ball bounced and went to foul territory. And Hinchman will head back. And now manager Steve Solis coming to talk to the umpires to make sure that the ball was not touched. Because if it was, Hinchman is safe. But again, Shelly's Shake Ya Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. As Hinchman 0-2 now, he waves and misses. Find the Metro local supermarket and bring them home today. We thank Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and Minor League Baseball here in the bottom of the sixth. Hinchman ready to go. One ball, two strikes. Tour looking for back-to-back punch-outs. The offering is high. Two balls and two strikes. Tomorrow, 5:05 p.m. to wrap up this series and this two-week homestand. We're glad you could join us. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. And that's a fly ball foul. We'll do it again at two balls and two strikes. The Fresno Grizzlies, the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Another year where they're looking to be over 500 and try to get to at least 70 wins. Here comes the pitch, and that's a line drive, and it is going to be caught by Carota Grauer as he makes the play in shallow center field. Two outs now. And here comes first baseman Aiden Longwell, 1-for-3. A couple ground outs in his last two at-bats. Bottom of the sixth inning. Glad you could join us. It's actually Aiden Longwell, not Caleb Hobson. As here comes the first pitch, and Longwell takes a strike. Count at 0-1. Make sure everyone's paying attention here at the ballpark. Aiden Longwell, here comes the 0-1 as Tor will wind and deal. And that is a ground ball up the middle, and Longwell will have Carota Grauer make another play, and it's in time to end the inning. I would not recommend hitting it over there. We head to the seventh, 4-2 Fresno. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. the perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Top of the seventh inning here in downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. 4-2, Fresno leads Stockton. As here comes the first pitch from Jake Madden to Joshua Kuroda Grauer. As here comes the pitch from the righty. And it is a ground ball, hard hit. Tevin Tucker stays with it. Tough bounce, and he makes the play. It goes 4-3 for the out. As here comes left fielder Cameron Leary. 1-for-2, a single and a walk. 97 off the bat right there. As now Leary to the plate against Jake Madden, who's looked so far so good out of the bullpen. Madden will come set. And here comes the pitch from the righty. And it's low, one ball and no strikes. Jake Madden, a part of the Krohn and Grichuk trade last year. Mason Albright also coming over. As the pitch is a line foul, and the count at 1-1. By the way, going back to that Kuroda Grauer ground out, he has swung at the first pitch in his last three at-bats. If you like what you see, swing early. Sometimes the best pitch you'll see is the first one. As the count at 1-1. Madden's offering is a little blooper out to left field. Jason Hinchman makes a diving play! Oh, that was pretty! And that's the second out of the inning. What a catch from Hinchman. And now we know that at least there'll be some laundry for him as he makes the catch. Two outs for Tommy White. What great effort from Hinchman on the run as he makes a sliding play. Now, Jason Hinchman may be as tall as a first baseman and may play some first, but the defensive ability we've seen from him is unbelievable. There's a strike count at 0-1. He has deceptive speed, and that's all that matters. It's counted no balls and a strike. Here comes the 0-1 offering from Madden, and it's fouled off count at 0-2. So Madden looking for a 1-2-3 seventh inning. As here comes the pitch from the righty, and it is inside, count at 1-2. Tommy White, a double, a run scored, a single, and a walk. White, the LSU product, looking for a big knock right here. Try to get Stockton back in this game, trailing 4-2. The pitch on its way, and that is outside. The count now at 2-2. Madden was trying to pick up a strikeout. As here comes the 2-2, the pitch from the righty on its way, and it's fouled off. Jake Madden wears number 4 on the back of his white jersey. Fresno, when sporting these white jerseys, 8-2 on the season. And the Grizzlies looking for a little bit more runs because the Grizzlies and their opponent over the last 42 games, if the other team scores more than 5 runs, they have a good chance of winning. The opponent or the Grizzlies, the losing team, have scored 5 runs or less since July 1st. Here comes the 2-2 once again from Madden. And that is a ground ball, a chopper to the shortstop. Hidalgo, first throw for him is in time. And Madden, another 1-2-3 inning. We head to the stretch. It's 4-2 Fresno.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Bottom of the seventh inning here in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Grizzlies 4, Ports 2. As Caleb Hobson will lead things off. Hobson a double, hit by pitch and a run tonight. As Torres' first pitch is outside, but called a strike count at 0-1. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning, the Grizzlies looking for some insurance runs now. As action down in that Grizzlies bullpen. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. As that ball is inside a little bit low, count at 2-1. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Pitch to Hobson is outside. Count now at 3-1. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the seventh. Here comes the pitch to Hobson. Swing and a miss. And now the count full 3-2. Good elevated fastball. Fidel Ulloa down in the pen for the Grizzlies. As Hobson looks to get on base, and now time called as the batter Hobson steps out of the box. Glad you could join us. Stay tuned for the postgame show tonight here on August 24th. Here comes the pitch. And that is a foul ball as the count remains at 3-2. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning, the Grizzlies up by 2 runs. 3-2. Hobson, ground ball over to Crota Grauer. He makes the play. The throw to first is in time by a step, and it goes 6-3. So that's the first out. Here comes third baseman Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer is 1-for-1, a single, a walk, a stolen base, and a sacrifice bunt. And Fresno looking for a big hit now. As here comes the pitch, and that is inside. Count at 1-0. Braylon Wimmer, if he can find his way on for the third time, will set up Blake Wright for an opportunity to drive in a run. As Wimmer swinging a miss, and good pitch over the top from Tour. 1-1. So 1-1. The pitch to Wimmer, and that is inside. And the count now at 2-0. Junior Tour dancing as he thought that pitch hit the zone. He'll get some rosin on the hands. 2-1. Braylon Wimmer ready to go as he will ground one to the third baseman, Tommy White. White picks it up to throw to first, and Wimmer is out! Oh, no! Oh, and manager Steve Solis clapping his hands. He didn't believe with that call. Oh, man, you can hear the crowd with the boos raining down here at Chancey Park. Steve Solis can't believe it. He'll talk with Reginald Webb. Wimmer thought he was safe, second out of the inning. And now Blake Wright, if we look at this replay, let's see how close it was. Oh, he looks safe. Oh, man, that front foot hit the the bag that was right near the beginning of the line, as that is low. One ball and no strikes. That's unfortunate. That's how the cookie crumbles sometimes. And for Braylon Wimmer, I know he's a little bit upset because he should have been 2-for-2 after that infield single. There's a swing and a miss by Wright. Count of one ball and one strike. Well, sometimes the umpires, they're wrong. Sometimes they're right. We'll see if Blake Wright can do something about it. Here comes the pitch from Tor. Looks in. The right-hander has already pitched 3 2/3 innings. Ground ball towards Tommy White. It goes foul. Count of 1-2. Action down in that pen for Stockton. Looks like a right-hander getting loose. So one ball and two strikes. As Wright calls time, he's looking for a hit. Bottom of the seventh inning, here comes the pitch. And that is an elevated fastball. Did he go around? He did not. Two balls and two strikes. Junior Tor on the bump. Both teams have just used two pitchers. Fresno leads 4-2. Here comes the pitch. And that is to the backstop. And now the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tor elevated the pitch right there. Camilo Hernandez, number 17, down in the bullpen. So 3 balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch to Wright. And a line drive to left field and right where Hernandez is. As is a foul ball. Count at 3-2. I wonder if Hernandez makes the play. I know we're not the Savannah Bananas, but Hernandez had an opportunity to make the play right there. So count now at 3 balls, 2 strikes. And this is the 7th pitch of the at-bat coming up. 4-2 Fresno leads Stockton. Here comes the pitch from Tor. And a line drive. One bouncer and Crota Grauer cannot handle this one. And that is a 2-out, what should be a single. That ball was hard hit. 9th hit now for Fresno. And now it's Kelvin Hidalgo. A single hit by pitch. He also has a stolen base and a run. It is a hit officially for Blake right off the bat at 102. Holy moly. Here comes the pitch to Hidalgo. And it's outside. Count at 1-0. Hidalgo still with 2 stolen bases to his name. After a balk earlier in the game, bottom of the 7th inning. Either way, he would have 3 now. Here comes the pitch. And that is a foul ball. Hidalgo counted 1 ball and 1 strike. Bottom of the 7th inning. Junior Tor with 2 outs and a runner at first, trying to get this to the 8th. The pitch to Hidalgo on its way. And it's fouled off, counted 1 ball and 2 strikes. So 1 ball, 2 strikes. Runner at first with 2 outs. Hidalgo scoring a part of that 3-run 3rd inning for Fresno. The pitch. And now another check, and they almost picked him off again, but the first baseman in Montero couldn't hold on to the baseball. Remains 4-2 here in the bottom of the 7th inning. For the Grizzlies, 9 hits, looking for number 10 right here. The pitch. And Hidalgo, that one fouled off just to the right of us, and we'll do it again with the same count. Hidalgo, 1-for-2, a run. Felix Tena, Darius Perry, 2 of the next 3 batters have a pair of hits each. Yes, Grizzlies team trying to pick up a win with San Jose crushing Modesto again as Hidalgo down on strikes. San Jose won 14-2 tonight. We had the 8th, Grizzlies 6 outs from a win. We'll be back.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh,
Find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just...
Top of the eighth inning here in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. 4-2 Fresno leads Stockton as Rodney Green will step to the plate against Fidel Ulloa. As the pitch from Ulloa is inside, count at 1-0. Second time we've seen Ulloa in this series. Picked up his first professional win back in the Grizzlies' 4-3 walk-off win on Wednesday in 10 innings. Ulloa, one clean frame. As that pitch is low, and the count at 2-0 to Green, who's 0-2 with a sacrifice fly. Ulloa, in his inning, picked off the automatic runner at second, got his old college teammate to fly out, and got Green to pop up. So here comes their second matchup as here's a line drive out to left center field. And Hobson, a diving play, can't make the catch. It's going to be a single for Green. A long run as Hobson almost made a great play. That is the seventh hit for Stockton as here comes DH Davis Diaz. 0-2 with a hit by pitch here in the top of the eighth inning. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chancey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Spring Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanceyGold.com. As here's a ground ball, this could be 2, 4, 6, 3, a double play! Tucker, he dug along well. Two outs here in the eighth inning. Great turn as Diaz hits into the double play. And now here comes Mario Gomez, 1-3 with a single. But whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chancey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. We thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the eighth. A big thank you to all of our partners as well tonight. Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, Chicken Shack, Manco Abbott, Le Provence Apartment Homes of the Dominion, Express Furniture Rentals. Here's a ground ball to Aiden Longwell. He'll tag the bag, and Ulloa, a clean frame. We had the bomb in the eighth. We'll thank more partners right after this.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Felix Tanno will lead things off here in the top of the eighth inning. 4-2, Fresno leads Stockton as there's an automatic strike on Tanno, counting no balls and one strike here in downtown Fresno at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Camilo Hernandez takes over for Junior Tor and the Ports as that pitch is low. One ball and one strike. Final line for Junior Tor. Four innings, two hits, no runs. One walk, one hit by pitch, and three Ks. Here comes the 1-1 to Tanno, and that's low. Two balls and a strike. So two balls and one strike. Felix Tanno tonight, an RBI double. He also has a single, 2-for-3. Here in the top or bottom of the eighth inning. Here's the pitch to Hernandez, or from Hernandez, as it's a ground ball over to the third baseman, White. White scoops it up over to first in time. It goes 5-3. Tanno, a good hustle. Second time he's grounded out to third. As here comes the second baseman in Tevin Tucker. Tucker tonight, he is 0-for-2. Reached on a fielder's choice and a walk, though, as Tanno trying to get his helmet. That's the first out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Hernandez comes set. Here comes the pitch from the righty. And that's outside. Count it 1-0. Action down in Fresno's bullpen. It looks like it is lefty Connor Eaton getting loose. Here comes the pitch to Tucker. And that is low. The count of two balls and no strikes. Camilo Hernandez allowed his first runs as a port a couple nights ago against Fresno, picking up the blown save. Here's the pitch from Hernandez. That is low. Three balls and no strikes. 20 years old. He's 6'1", 190 pounds. From the Dominican Republic. We'll celebrate a birthday in late September. With Stockton, a 1-0 record, a 2.16 ERA, one save. As that pitch is in there, 3-1 to Tevin Tucker. Looked a little bit low. Three balls and one strike. 8 1/3 innings for Hernandez. 6 hits, 2 runs, both earned. He has 5 walks as well, though. Here's the pitch to Tevin Tucker, and that is number 6. A 1-out walk for Hernandez as Tucker has reached base twice via the free pass. And Darius Perry now to the plate. Darius Perry, a big night, 2-for-3, a home run, a single, 2 RBI, and a run. As Darius Perry looking to drive in some insurance runs. We'll see if he has Allstate or State Farm. Some insurance. Here comes the first pitch to Perry, and it's inside, count at 1-0. Darius Perry's 4th homer of the season just a little bit earlier. That was in the second inning to start the scoring. He also had that RBI single, playing Felix Tanno with 2 outs. The pitch from Hernandez, and Perry takes a called strike, count at 1-1. Stay tuned for the postgame show tonight. The Grizzlies trying to keep pace with the San Jose Giants, who continue to crush the Modesto Nuts. Not great news for Fresno, as San Jose continues to inch their way closer into the postseason. This Grizzlies team would miss out on the postseason once again, despite the best record in the league last year. Overall, didn't win either half. Unfortunate. Here comes the pitch to Darius Perry. And Perry will take a ball in the dirt, and the count now at two balls and a strike. Bottom of the eighth inning, 4-2 Fresno leads Stockton. Again, we'll have a great post-game show, wrap up tonight's game, back at it tomorrow. We'll have a special guest joining us on the air. As here's a foul ball, and the count now at two balls and two strikes. The Grizzlies lead 4-2. Fresno looking for their 62nd win this year, their 20th against these ports. Almost a third of their wins against the Stockton ports. Here comes the pitch to Perry. The 2-2, a check again. We've already seen two pickoffs tonight for Stockton. Two balls, two strikes. Runner at first with one out. Perry looking to drive in a big run right here in Tucker, who has tons of speed. Here comes the pitch from Hernandez. And Perry looks at ball three inside. Oh, that was close. And Perry said, no, 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 that pitch misses. Three balls, two strikes. Darius Perry, the former Bruin, now with the Grizzlies. Tons of bear ties. Looking to club a homer again. And now another check on Tucker. He's back safely. Fresno's been very busy on the base paths this week. Both teams have, actually. Tonight, Fresno, a couple stolen bases. Kelvin Hidalgo has one of them. Here's the 3-2 once again to Darius Perry. As there goes Tucker, swinging a miss, and there's going to be a stolen base for Tucker. Perry down on strikes. First strikeout for Hernandez, second out of the inning. Tucker, though, a stolen base. So now runner at second for Jason Hinchman with two outs. Hinchman 0-for-3. As Hinchman looks to break it with his first hit tonight. Hinchman coming into tonight's game on a +2 game hit streak, batting .333 in that span. The pitch to him is in the dirt, count at one ball and no strikes. There was a point in the season where Jason Hinchman had a big hit streak, but he only had one hit in every game. Consistency at its finest. Hinchman looks to drive in the runner, and Tucker, who's the runner at second with two outs. Hernandez comes set. And here comes the pitch, and that's a called strike count at 1-1. Bottom of the eighth inning, Grizzlies lead 4-2. Connor Eaton looking to close his game out. Eaton has zero professional saves so far. And now a check on Tucker. He's back safely. Tag applied from the second baseman, Salome. A back pick there from Hernandez. Hernandez, 6'1", 190 pounds. Wearing, looks like a very dark blue undershirt. As here comes the pitch to Hinchman. And there's a foul ball, and that goes towards our Kodiak club. And the count now at one ball and two strikes. If you want to check out the Kodiak Club, only six games against San Jose and one game against Stockton remain. Seven left on the docket. We hope to see you here at FresnoGrizzlies.com to buy your tickets. The pitch to Hinchman. One ball, two strikes. Here it is. And that is inside. Two balls and two strikes. Bottom of the eighth inning, Fresno 4, Stockton 2. The Grizzlies need a win tonight. Inland Empire beating Visalia. Lake Elsinore beating Rancho Cucamonga. Hinchman looking to beat a baseball right here as that's in the dirt. Count full 3-2. Jason Hinchman, Brad Cumbus, the top two players on this Grizzlies roster with exit velocity. I feel like every ball that Hinchman hits is over 100 miles an hour. He has reached 110 this year. Three balls, two strikes. Tucker leads from second. The pitch to Hinchman on its way from Camilo Hernandez. And that is low. Called strike three, though. Oh, no. Hinchman thought he had a walk. Instead, the Grizzlies are three outs away from a win. We had the ninth right after this.
Whoa.
Even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891.
Top of the ninth inning here in downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. The Grizzlies lead the Ports 4-2. As we're waiting for the home plate umpire and Blake Bison to get behind the plate, as Connor Eaton will talk to Darius Perry. And it's a mound visit, as Perry didn't want a pitch clock violation on Eaton. But now Connor Eaton is in line for his first professional save. The left-hander, 6'3", 210 pounds, 21 years old, born in Prince George, Virginia. What makes this interesting is second baseman Tevin Tucker, high school teammates, as that's inside count at 1-0. Tevin Tucker's had a great game defensively, and with Derek Salome, the second baseman, we'll see if he gets a ground ball to the second baseman on the other side. As the pitch from Eaton is inside, the count now at 2-0. Derek Salome, 1-for-2, a sacrifice fly, that was back in the fourth inning. Both RBI for the Ports on sacrifice flies. As Eaton winds and deals, and here's a high fly ball, and Tevin Tucker, the second baseman, he's going to make the play! Well, that must feel nice! Tevin Tucker with a nice catch! And that's the first out, as here comes right fielder Joseph Rodriguez. He's 0-for-3. Connor Eaton appearing in his sixth game. No record of 1.50 ERA. Eaton has been outstanding since joining the Grizzlies after being selected by the Rockies in the sixth round out of George Mason here in 2024. Here comes the pitch from Eaton. There is a called strike count at 0-1. Eaton, one hold, but again, as we said, looking for his first professional save. What a spot for the youngster. Long blonde hair from the back of his cap, as there's a swing and a miss count at 0-2. And just like that, Connor Eaton can strike out Rodriguez. Rodriguez doesn't want the golden sombrero. He's got three strikeouts tonight. Here comes the pitch, and that's inside. Count of one ball and two strikes. Eaton, a great fastball. The slider is just devastating bite to it. That's a count of 1-2. We'll see if he throws the slider right here to Rodriguez. The pitch. And there is that slider down in the zone. And they're going to say it's a foul ball as the count remains at 1-2. Rodriguez just got a piece of it. And like tonight's Press Box Food Chicken Shack, just got a piece of that. Here comes the 1-2. That is swung on and missed. There's right back to the slider, but Perry, some trouble picking it up. The throw to first is in time. Oh, that was close. 2-3 on the put out after the strikeout. Second out of the inning, and now it's Darlin Montero 0-3. Fresno leads 4-2. Stay tuned for the postgame show. The Grizzlies trying to keep pace with San Jose, who won tonight. It'll be a 7-game deficit with 13 left to play. As here comes the first pitch from Eaton, who works out of the windup. And now a bunt attempt from Montero, and Eaton cannot get there. Oh, man, a two-out bunt single. What are we doing? Montero's first hit tonight. It brings up Joshua Kuroda Grauer. So the hit allowed by Eaton. That's now the eighth hit for Stockton. And the last two hits for Stockton was a bunt single and a fly ball to center that Hobson trapped. That's how close these hits are for Stockton. But now, Kuroda Grauer at the top of the lineup, who has reached base twice, a single hit by pitch and a run. And now Eaton, who's a little bit upset, going to be talked to by Darius Perry. I think I would be upset, too, knowing a two-out bunt single is what I give up. Now, it's a great job by Montero, put down a perfect bunt, but Montero has never bunted against Fresno in 2 years. So it was not expected at all. And Montero showing off his speed. Montero last night had 3 hits, including an RBI single. The night before reached base 3 times, which included a solo home run. Montero 1-for-4 back on Wednesday, and then the opener reached base 3 times with 2 RBI hits. So runner at first with 2 outs, a tying run now at the plate. As there goes the runner in Montero, there is a strike count at 0-1. That is a defensive indifference. So runner now at second with 2 outs. Count at 0-1. Eaton looks to get out Kuroda Grauer. The pitch on its way, and that is a strike, and it's quickly 0-2. And now Eaton a strike away from a big Grizzlies W. This Fresno Grizzlies team, after last night's 8-4 loss, 4 runs might be enough tonight. Here comes the pitch from the lefty in Connor Eaton. And it is just outside, count at 1-2. This Grizzlies bullpen tonight, Madden, Ulloa, and Eaton. They're looking for 4 scoreless innings. Eaton a strike away from ending this game. 1-2. Eaton comes set. Here comes the 1-2 from the lefty. And it swung on and missed. There's your first professional save. Connor Eaton. Keep that baseball. Grizzlies win 4-2. We'll be back right after this. The Grizzlies, a Saturday dub.
Whoa. Even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies post-game show wrap-up as the Grizzlies beat the Stockton Ports 4-2. Fresno now improves to 62-56 overall. They are 24-29 in the second half. Stockton 17-36 in the second half, 43-74 overall. As your Fresno Grizzlies, 4 runs on 9 hits, no errors, 8 left on base. Stockton, 2 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, 8 left on base. Let's go through tonight's scoring plays. Where the Grizzlies took an early 4-0 lead. Darius Perry, a solo shot to right field in the bottom of the second, made it 1-0 Fresno. The Grizzlies adding 3 runs in the bottom of the third. That was all they needed. Blake Wright, a sacrifice fly to right field. Felix Tenna, a 2-out RBI double. And Darius Perry back at it again with an RBI single. The Ports added 2 sacrifice flies, 1 in the 4th, 1 in the 5th. And that's all she wrote. Let's go to the offensive side of things now, where Fresno had 9 hits. The Grizzlies, though, they could not find a lot of hits late in the contest. Darius Perry, Felix Tenna, both with a pair of hits. They both had an extra base hit. Perry the home run, Tenna the double. Perry with a multi-RBI game. Caleb Hobson added a double and a run as well. And the Grizzlies, 7 of their 9 batters with a hit. Every Grizzlies batter except one reached base in some capacity. On the other side, 8 hits for Stockton, 2 by Tommy White. He reached base 3 times, a double, and he had 2 hits leading the charge. RBI, sacrifice flies for Salome and for Green for the Ports. On the pitching side of things, Stockton left or right-hander in Zuch and Shaw. He went 3 innings, 7 hits, 4 runs all earned, 1 walk, 2 Ks. Allowed the Darius Perry home run. And then after that, 5 scoreless innings from the bullpen. Junior Tor, 4 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 1 walk, 1 hit by pitch, and 3 Ks. Camilo Hernandez, a scoreless 8th inning. For Fresno, right-hander Brian Perez, 5 innings, a 2-run ball, 5 hits, 2 walks, 5 Ks. Just got enough offensive help to pick up the win. Jake Madden, though, Fidel Ulloa, and Connor Eaton, the trio, combining for 4 scoreless innings out of the bullpen. They allowed a combined 3 hits, no walks, and 3 Ks. holds for Madden his third, Ulloa's third as well, and Connor Eaton picked up his first professional save. So the Grizzlies, big winners tonight by a final score of 4-2, and they can win the series tomorrow as they try to keep pace with San Jose. They'll give the ball to right-hander McCade Brown, an 0-1 record, a 10.29 ERA. Brown returning from injury for the second time already this year. He'll be countered by Stockton right-hand pitcher Jorge Vera, who left the game early with an injury his previous start, a 1-1 record, a 3.38 ERA. First pitch tomorrow, a 5.05 p.m. first pitch to wrap up this two-week homestand. The Grizzlies, they look for a series win here at Chuck Chansey Park. Remember, just seven games remain, which includes tomorrow and the final series against the San Jose Giants. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com as Fresno looks for a big win tomorrow. 5.05 p.m. it'll be Vera and McCade Brown, Stockton, Fresno. A big thank you to Verge for putting on tonight's broadcast. A big thank you to all of our partners as well. And finally, a big thank you to 790 ESPN Radio and Jorge back in the studios for putting us on the air. A big thank you to ESPN all season long. We have a couple more games left with them in that final series against the San Jose Giants. However you're listening, whether on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, or MILB TV, my name is Stephen Rice. A big thank you to everyone tuning in. We can't wait for tomorrow. Have a blessed rest of your Saturday night, and we'll see you Sunday for more Grizzlies baseball.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chansey Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.